Murphy Martin, ABC New York, with the latest news and comment from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, earthquake damages skyrocket. News conference ranch style. And plane crash kills 45. In a moment, the details.
This is Dick Button. How will our next Olympic teams do when they face world competition in 1964? The answers are being worked out in gyms and playing fields right now. But more important, how will your children meet the competition when they're grown up and on their own? Unluckily, in too many cases, the answer is not being worked out right now in our schools. And that's where physical fitness begins. Write for free information to the President's Council on Youth Fitness, Washington 25, D.C.
Now the news. Tormenting aftershocks and killer tidal waves, spawned by possibly the strongest earthquake ever recorded, brought casualties and grief to the Pacific Northwest this Easter season. Among the hard-hit Alaskan cities, Valdez. At least 28 dead, 30 missing. Troops are now searching through the rubble of Valdez for more victims. A Pentagon spokesman in Washington tells ABC about it.
Troops have begun to arrive in Valdez. That city is being evacuated. At Gulkana, the Army has set up an evacuation camp to receive evacuees. It is estimated that all except 40 people have been evacuated from Valdez. The Army is sending engineers and medics into that city. In Anchorage, the Army has set up 4 field kitchens to feed the quake victims. So far, in Anchorage, the Army has 200 soldiers performing rescue work. Army assistance to the victims of the earthquake was summed up by one staff officer in Alaska who said, if they ask for peanuts and they want shelled peanuts, they damn well are going to get shelled peanuts.
A Pentagon spokesman in Washington. Other Alaskan towns hard hit are Seward, Cordova, and Kodiak. Fires caused by the earthquake, snow, and bitter cold are adding to the misery in areas blacked out and without communications. Damage estimates are skyrocketing, approaching $1 billion. The expected death toll from the quake has diminished during the past few hours. Originally, the Alaska governor's office expected the death toll to reach 600. Less than 100 are now known dead. The tidal waves which followed the quake rolled unchecked across the Pacific at 500 miles an hour. As they descended down from Alaska, the waves left 11 dead in Crescent City, California. One is dead in Depot Bay, Oregon. 15 are still missing in Crescent City. Scores are injured. Governor Pat Brown flew to Crescent City to survey the damage. More than 300 buildings were flattened. Damages there are expected to exceed $30 million. President Johnson held a hastily called news conference at his Texas ranch today. Mr. Johnson, among other things, talked about the Alaskan disaster. ABC's Bob Clark was there.
President Johnson will get a full first-hand report tonight on the extent of the damage wrought by Alaska's earthquake. The president has decided against making a personal inspection tour of the devastated areas, but will get a detailed briefing from administration officials who flew to the scene. Revealing this at a ranch-style news conference, Mr. Johnson also stepped into the administration's foreign policy dispute with Senator Fulbright. He disclosed the senator talked with him about South Vietnam policy before making his critical Senate speech. But with a trace of annoyance, the president said Senator Fulbright didn't even bring up Panama and Cuba, gave no hint that he was going to attack our policies toward those two countries. Bob Clark, ABC, Austin.
First reports from the scene indicate no survivors in the crash of that Alitalia Airlines Viscount on Mount Vesuvius tonight. 45 persons were aboard the Easter holiday flight from Rome to Naples.
May I have one of your Winstons?
Of course, be my guest.
I think I'll change to a Winston.
You've just changed to the best. So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Join the swing to Winston. Only Winston has both a modern filter and exclusive filter blend up front. Two good reasons why Winston is America's largest selling filter cigarette by far.
So if you're thinking of changing to a filter cigarette, make it Winston. Because Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston.
That's the latest news and comment from ABC Radio, Murphy Martin, ABC New York.
Flair reports today, every day, on the ABC Radio Network.